Just on the FLN itself, it's not just a political party. It's a conglomeration of many elements, right? Because which has been one of the great achievements of the struggle in El Salvador has been this wonderful asset that is the FMLN. I wonder if you can tell us what the FMLN is and what makes it up.
Históricamente sabemos que el FMLN viene de diferentes corrientes políticas y yo quiero saber cómo es la composición en este momento del FMLN, si sigue siendo un partido de diferentes corrientes ideológicas o un solo.
No, el FMLN en 1916 disolvió todas las estructuras disolvió las cinco estructuras que le dieron origen y conformó una sola.
En 1996.
The
FMLN in 1996 dissolved the five organizations that formed initially and formed one political party.
En la actualidad es un solo partido, no es un partido de partidos, sino un solo partido.
It is not a political party formed by many other parties, but it is just one.
Eso es lo que nos ha permitido pasar de la guerra a la lucha social abierta y conservar nuestra fuerza.
That has allowed us to go from the armed struggle into the electoral struggle without losing our strength.
Does that apply? What about trade unions and things like that? Outside political parties. What about the people's organizations?
¿Y qué pasa con la organización social que apoya al FMLN, como por ejemplo sindicatos?
No, los sindicatos tienen su vida propia, independiente. Ahí tenemos militantes del FMLN adentro, pero no son absorbidos por el partido, como sucede aquí con el Partido Laboral, Laborista, que tiene los sindicatos adentro. Nosotros no, los sindicatos están aparte. Tenemos miembros ahí, pero ellos son aparte y ellos son los que nos apoyan en esta lucha.
Sí, the support that we have from the union is different from, for instance, the Australian Labor Party, in which they are part of the party. In El Salvador, the unions are totally independent, and the FMLN got members within the unions, and in general, the union movement support the FMLN, but not as a structure. They are independent.
All right, I've got another question.
Otra pregunta.
What can your comrades expect after the election, when you win, in terms of opposition currents, and where will those opposition currents come from? In Venezuela, they were, the traditional opposition disappeared, essentially, but new oppositions were made through U.S. funding. So what can we expect in El Salvador?
La pregunta se refiere a después del triunfo, ya un gobierno del FMLN, ¿cómo espera gobernar y cómo espera la oposición? Porque en Venezuela, por ejemplo, la oposición tradicional simplemente desapareció, pero apareció otra oposición financiada por los Estados Unidos. ¿Qué espera el FMLN sobre ese fenómeno?
Bueno, realmente oposición en El Salvador, esto es personal, yo creo que va a desaparecer así como está y que va a pasar algo como en Venezuela, que va a surgir una la misma oposición, la misma derecha, pero con otra cara.
This is a very personal opinion, it's not the opinion of the party. I believe that in El Salvador will happen exactly the same like in Venezuela. The current political opposition will disappear, but will be created the same people, but with different character, different names and things like that.
Porque en El Salvador, una vez que ganemos, que saquemos a la derecha el poder, nada va a ser igual.
Because in El Salvador, once we defeat the right-wing politician, nothing will be the same. Everything will change.
Porque nosotros esperamos convertir la fuerza que tenemos hoy para ganar, esperamos convertirla en base para gobernar.
Because we believe that the strength and the base that we have now, that will be transformed in the strength to govern.
No sé si está la respuesta o más.
Do you know something, do you want something more about the question or you?
No, it's pretty good.
Decirle una cosa, una diferencia con Venezuela es que nosotros tenemos partidos y en Venezuela lo están construyendo en el poder.
I want to explain that the difference between the experience of Venezuela and our experience is that our party is an old political party. We have very strong institutionalized party, and in Venezuela it has been created now. It's being created the party. In El Salvador, it is. It has been already created many years.
Nosotros estamos seguros que esa es una fortaleza del proceso.
We are sure that is our fort, our strength, because it's the party is very strong.
Y que nos va a permitir enfrentar lo que nos va a tirar encima el imperio, porque se está quedando sin aliados en Latinoamérica.
And that is our guarantee that we are going to resist the attack of the imperialism, you know, because we are sure what is coming is it will be something really serious from the US, because they are isolated in all Latin America. And the response from them after our triumph will be really, really strong.
We're hearing reports that the death squads have returned as a political element in El Salvador over the last short period. Is that the case? And what impact is that having on the struggle of the FMLN?
Hemos leído reportes de que han aparecido los escuadrones de la muerte como un fenómeno político. ¿Qué nos puede hablar sobre eso, si es cierto, y en qué forma esos escuadrones de la muerte pueden influir en este proceso electoral?
Es que los escuadrones de la muerte son una respuesta de la derecha cuando se va quedando sin recursos y va a perder.
The death squad is a resource from the right wing when they feel desperate, when they feel that they are losing.
Los escuadrones de la muerte ya están actuando en El Salvador, pero no igual que en los 80.
They are really active by now, but not the same way as in the 1980s.
No están matando masivamente como entonces, porque el asesinato masivo produce repudio.
They are not killing in a massive way, in an indiscriminate way, because they know that sort of tactic produce repudiation from the people.
Y obtiene la respuesta contraria a lo que buscan. En vez de que la gente tenga miedo, la gente se decide a defenderse.
And instead of creating a fear from the population, what they really achieve is more resistance.
Por eso, ellos están matando hoy cuadros de dirección intermedia y de base.
That's why they are killing in a selective way, in a middle range cadres of the party and low base.
Y hasta ahora no han causado mayor daño. Sin embargo, estamos pendientes de que no hagan más cosas.
So far they haven't made a big damage to the party, apart from the suffering of our camera, However, we are now ready to stop those killings.
My question is, looking at the international situation in which, in Latin America, which this election is taking place, Ortega, FSLN comes back in Nicaragua, and then the victory of a centrist sort of party in Guatemala, and also the situation in, primarily the change in the situation in Venezuela and in the rest of Latin America creates a whole new framework to operate in. And I note that Venezuela has already provided oil to some of the local governments, that's right, run by FMLN in El Salvador. So when we were in Venezuela, we interviewed one of the politicians. We said, what's the difference? You know, why is the Venezuelan revolution in a stronger position than Nicaragua was? He said, well, Nicaragua had bananas to export, we had oil. Which is a sort of, of course, only a simplification, but it's a true fact. Mm-hmm. He said, we can do more damage to the US economy than they can do to us, in one way. Mm-hmm. But the point about it is, it will be a totally different situation than Nicaragua had in the 1980s. So it did not have any economic backup. Mm-hmm. Now there is a powerful economic backup from Venezuela for the FMLN, so I imagine that would give more confidence about the economic future. You know, there is the possibility of economic development rather than being boycotted by the United States or blockaded by the United States. Mm-hmm. Can they form a new government? Mm-hmm. So my question is, you know, do they feel more confident about their ability to tackle the economic problems in El Salvador now?
You mean by having the support of
Venezuela. The support of Venezuela, but also the political framework.
Okay. Primero un comentario sobre Venezuela. Es un país rico en petróleo. Cuando ellos estuvieron en Venezuela, entrevistaron a alguien de ahí de Venezuela y le preguntaban qué pasó con Nicaragua, que tenía su revolución y fracasó al principio. ¿Por qué creen ustedes que Venezuela puede ser diferente a Nicaragua? Y ellos le contestaron, porque Nicaragua lo que tenía para exportar eran bananos y lo que nosotros tenemos es petróleo, que es un arma mucho más poderosa y podemos presionar a los Estados Unidos con nuestro petróleo. La pregunta concreta es si el FMLN cree que el escenario internacional de Latinoamérica, el posible apoyo de Venezuela, puede hacer una diferencia en relación a lo que pasó con Nicaragua en el pasado.
Mira, yo creo que cada país tiene su propio camino.
Every country got their own path.
Que lo que pasó con Nicaragua se debe a errores propios de los sandinistas en aquel momento.
That one of the elements of the failure of the Sandinista revolution were due to some mistakes of the Sandinistas themselves.
Y también se debe a la situación general del campo socialista en aquel momento.
And remember the situation of the international socialist bloc at that moment.
Que quizás los compañeros no alcanzaron a prever el impacto que eso iba a tener en su país.
Possible the Sandinistas camera didn't think about the consequences in Nicaragua of what was happening internationally.
Venezuela, yo no creo que su fortaleza sea el petróleo, yo más creo que su fortaleza es la gente.
Personally, I don't believe that the strength of Venezuela is the oil. I think that the strength is the organization of the people.
Porque es como tener un fusil poderoso. Uno puede tener un fusil muy poderoso, pero si el que está atrás no lo sabe disparar o no lo mantiene firme, igual una piedra puede tener.
It's making a comparison. If a fighter got a very, very high caliber rifle in a fight, in a confrontation, and if the person can use that rifle, then the opponent can defeat him with a stone.
Entonces, a mí me parece que Venezuela está construyendo bien, porque ha sabido aprovechar la riqueza del petróleo para invertirla en su gente.
Yeah, however, I think that Venezuela is doing very well because the wealth coming from the oil is being invested and used in social programs for the people.
Lo cual la hace fuerte.
That becomes Venezuelan government very strong.
Nosotros en El Salvador no tenemos ese recurso, pero tenemos a la gente que podemos invertir en ella.
In El Salvador we don't have the resource of oil, however we have the people, and once we organize the people we have the strength.
Y podemos invertir en su fortaleza moral para enfrentar con valor la construcción de un nuevo país.
And our investment will be in creating the moral strength to the people to defend the changes and to create and defend the changes.
Claro, yo estoy consciente de que esto se dice fácil, pero es difícil hacerlo.
I am conscious that to say this is easy, but to build that consciousness is really difficult.
Pero hasta ahora la...
tenemos este problema nosotros aquí. Dice.
Pero hasta ahora los países han demostrado que se puede hacer.
But so far, many countries have demonstrated that it is possible to achieve.
Bolivia no la van a poder dividir.
Bolivia won't be divided, won't be split.
Y Venezuela va a terminar victoriosa.
In Venezuela will finish victorious.
Can I just talk about the purpose of your visit? I know it's to relative to the election, but what about the how large is the Salvadoran community in Australia, and what's the work and the weight of the FMLN here, and how that relates to the struggle back at home?
La pregunta se refiere a al propósito de tu visita. Sabemos que es de para apoyo político. Pero yo quiero saber la composición de la comunidad salvadoreña en Australia, qué cantidad de personas hay y qué influencia hacen estas personas que apoyan al FMLN para la lucha en El Salvador.
Bueno, decirle que actualmente hay más o menos 30,000 salvadoreños en Australia.
More or less, there are 30,000 Salvadorians living in Australia.
Mucha parte de ellas son de derecha que vinieron huyendo de la guerra.
The majority of them are right-wing people who were fled the country because of the persecution. They were afraid of the FMLN.
Pero también tenemos una gran parte de refugiados políticos del FMLN.
But also we have a section of that community that are sympathizers and affiliated to the FMLN.
Y estos son los que son más activos, porque los de derecha vinieron y se incorporaron, pero los de izquierda han venido y están comprometidos con su país.
That section of the Salvadoran community, they are the more active, the more vocal, and they have achieved to represent the community because they incorporated into the struggle in favor of El Salvador. However, the right wing, what they did was just to settle in and live their life, win their money, and that's it.
Y son estos los que tienen las relaciones con las comunidades, con los sindicatos, con los partidos políticos y con los parlamentarios. Los de derecha no, se quedan en su casa.
I have the experience and I am witness of this section of the left-wing Salvadorian activists. They are the one who got the contacts with the trade union, with the political parties, with the politicians, and they represent the community, and the and the right wing, they just stay home, living their private life.
Entonces, esa es la fortaleza del FMLN en Australia. Y sobre esa es que nosotros hemos venido a construir, sobre esa es que nosotros hemos venido para preparar cuando ganemos las futuras relaciones de El Salvador con Australia.
And one of the purposes of my visit is to strengthen these groups of FMLN supporters to create the base for next year when we are in government for them to be our guidance to have the good relationship with all political parties and all the economic and political life in Australia.
También hemos venido a pedirle a los salvadoreños que llamen por teléfono a su familia para convencerla que voten por el cambio en El Salvador.
We also are inviting the our supporters that they have to encourage other members of the community to make telephone calls on a weekly basis to their relatives in El Salvador, asking them to give the preference and the vote to the FMLN.
Y por supuesto pedirle a los partidos, como le hemos pedido a ellos, que nos acompañen en la observación electoral en El Salvador.
And of course to request the political parties like the Socialist Alliance to accompany us next year as an international observer, as a political solidarity towards our train.
O sea, no hemos venido de turistas, sino a trabajar.
Well, the tourism is the less we are doing, we are really working. Yeah.
But when you're in government, you want tourists.
Cuando estés en el gobierno, puedes venir de turistas.
No, menos todavía.
Yeah, no,
not
even less.
Porque el problema de los de izquierda es que nos tomamos las cosas en serio.
The problem with us people from the left is that we take things very seriously.
Claro, tenemos algo. Claro, siempre nos salen algunos vagos que quieren aprovecharse del puesto, pero la mayoría nos la tomamos en serio.
Of course, we have to admit that there are some opportunist people. However, the majority of the left-wing activists, we are very dedicated people to the cause.
We know this.
Sabemos eso, sabemos.
And we'll have to get some brigadistas together. Yes.
Vamos a tener una buena brigada.
Por supuesto, estamos... Decirles que en toda la gira, desde Sydney hasta aquí, toda la vuelta que hemos dado, ya hemos obtenido buenos resultados para ir conformando la delegación con funcionarios del Partido Laboral, del Partido Laborista, parlamentarios, sindicatos y movimientos. Ya la vamos conformando y en estos días, ya con el Comité Nacional, vamos a concretarla y a planificarla cuándo es que van a ir.
Because Brisbane is the last stop of my tour. In the other cities, we have had a lot of good experiences in regard to organizing international brigade, and many people has expressed their interest in joining the international electoral observers, and we are trying to put in contact all those people interested with the national coordination of this FMLN in Australia for them to be ready, and the bigger this brigade is, the better. But the result so far has been excellent.
Muchísimas gracias. Yo estoy seguro de que así es el apoyo de ustedes.
Thank you very much. I know that is the solidarity support that you give us all the time.
Muchas gracias, compañero.
A usted, compañero.
Okay, thank you very much.
Maybe that's a good note to finish on. Comrades are interested in going along tonight. They should do so, but we'll all be at the party tomorrow to see Polyakov.
Okay.
Again, on behalf of Resistance, thank you so much for coming, comrades, and we look forward to your victory.
Dice que nuevamente te da las gracias por haber dado esta charla, por haber estado acá, y que van a procurar estar en el meeting público de la noche, pero los que no puedan con seguridad van a estar mañana en la fiesta, y que ha sido un gran placer tenerte aquí y muchas gracias. Now we can say okay. To the contrary, I am the one who has been a privilege to be with you.